You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 227, ranking the best Disney love songs. With the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. My name is Chelsea Robson.
And I'm Morgan Stradling.
And you are listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast. Oh, goodness gracious, we are on the nerdy couch once again.
The musical nerdy couch. We are on a roll, and I am loving this. I know I've said it before, but it reminds me when we used to do our cats and dogs series or our horses series, where we'd review a bunch of movies that all had like horses as the main characters or dogs or whatever it be, you know, mice and men. But right now, we are just chugging through the Disney songs and putting them into different buckets and categories.
We've done the opening song, we've done the villain song, and this time we are doing the main love song, which is kind of like the heavy hitter of all of these, or at least the song that everybody wants to be the heavy hitter when they're planning this the movies. They're like, where can we make more money?
Yes, this is usually the one that if it was going to go mainstream, this would be the one that would hit the top 40 charts, right?
Right. Especially from the first couple of you know, movies during the Renaissance, it did.
Yes.
And they always picked big people that made big splash.
Well, big people who did big splash in the end credits, the remix version. This one, you know, when we're talking about this, these are the songs that are in the movie sung by the characters themselves. Typically, they're voice actors or they're vocal doubles.
Right.
But before we get started, Chelsea, random tangent. Someone messaged us on Instagram the other day and they said, hey, for villain song, why didn't you do the phony King of England for Robin Hood? I said, you're right. We did miss that. Now, would you consider that to be a villain song? Huh.
No, because it's not sung by, well, you're right. Because I did offer, I said it could be sung about the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And like Cruella de Vil. Like Cruella de Vil, yeah. You know, you're right. Because there, I do have to go through because there is, I have made a short list of songs that I feel like I kind of messed up on and I did not include, or maybe I included in the wrong spot. And I think we should go through those. So the very first list that I made was the animated filler song, which for whatever reason is one of my favorite lists I've ever made because it's such a random list.
Yes.
But it is one of those things. And I added the song Let Me Be Good to You in that song as a filler song, but I will give a little bit of a thing. I think that belonged in today's episode, so I added it in today's.
Okay,
in a
I was
weird
looking
way.
At the list and I was like, okay, Chelsea just really loves that mouse a lot.
But I have reasons as to why I feel like I made that mistake. And so we have that one.
Okay.
And then the other song that we did as far as villain songs, this, you know, the Phony King of England, now that I put it all together and say you're right, because I added the caveat, it could be sung about the villain themselves. And yeah, and I hadn't thought about it until you brought that up. And I'm like, yes, that is another one where I was wrong. We also did the Disney best opening songs, best opening numbers. And I had it as a caveat. It's like the exposition song. But for in Frozen, I just used the very first song, which was the ice song, which was lame and should have just been a filler. It wasn't opening, but it didn't do any of the explanation or the exposition of the movie, which was do you want to build a snowman?
Yes.
And when you put, do you want to build a snowman in there, it actually ranks much higher than the let's dig the ice song in my list of opening exposition songs.
Let's dig the ice. Nice.
Frozen Heart. So that's another one where I totally messed up. And I was like, yes, this is actually the exposition song.
Yeah, because do you want to build a snowman is the epic. What I mean, they're all epic. That soundtrack right. is so great. But now I feel like I want to go back and redo my rankings if I know that that one can be included.
I am sorry. I know. So yeah, that one is on there. And then, so that was the exposition song. I messed up on that one. And then I think there was one other that may come to me later as we continue on this road. Okay. But yeah, there's. All right. I have made mistakes, and I'm sorry, but I try to rectify my mistakes by mentioning them and being like, huh, this would definitely does change my rankings.
Yeah. When you're human. Do, 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 do. It's okay, you're only human, Chelsea.
Maybe we should do another list of, like, the best, worst songs that ended up on the cutting room floor.
That'd be true. Hey, I could dig it.
we could throw that in there.
Do you smile for a crocodile?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. So when we come back from this ad, we will jump right into this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, now it is time for the best Disney love songs. Now, I think we do need to talk about one thing real fast before we get into this, is the fact that we have been sticking solely to Disney. Yes, there are other studios that have animated musicals, some that are quite good, some that have now become Disney through marriage, if you will.
Yes.
So, but because there's just so many, and we're just going to keep it studio by studio. So these are only Disney, but we are going to be wrapping it up. We'll do an episode called The Best of the Rest, where we're going to be talking about all the non-Disney songs that and how we feel about them. So be sure to subscribe for that, because there's lots of musical goodies. Now, okay, Morgan, get to the main event. Just talk about the love songs. So Chelsea, this is your wheelhouse. Take it away.
Oh, right. You know, there's some songs that I feel like really are the standard love song, but then there's other songs that are more like this person is expressing their love for a other person that's not a romantic love, or it's a group of people and that, or, you know, who they are and their love. So Morgan and I will talk through some of these and figure out which ones are going to be our favorite love songs that are included. So starting back at the beginning, Snow White, obviously the very first song that was ever sung in an animated musical for Disney or even on the big screen in a full-length animated picture, was I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. And she's singing into the well.
Today.
Yes. I actually really like this song. Not to say actually, but I really do like this song. I think about it every once in a while when I ever think about this movie. This is one of the songs that pops up and like the love of the characters. So I feel like this one is the love song, but it's also like the want song as well. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hybrid, We got a little bit of I want. It's literally I'm wishing. And right. Then we morph into the love song. It's a duet. They're proclaiming their love for each other. It's love at first sight. It's very tender. It's very traditional. It's very, very cute. So it's interesting. For the very first one, we kind of get this, a little of this, a little of that, a sprinkle of this. But I like it.
Yeah.
Now, will this make it on anyone's top 10 list? That's to be seen. But I think the next song in this film, there's kind of two. We're not saying that the movies have to have only one love song, one villain song, one this song. You can do whatever you want, right? Typically, you're going to have one, and one because there's just so much time and then you got to get going with the plot, right? So this next song, hey, we have another love song. It's Someday My Prince Will Come. Now this
someday
is the song.
My prince will come. Someday I'll find the one. Oh, I love this song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between the two, I think this one for sure is the one that's more iconic, more memorable, the one that you're going to think of.
Yeah, for sure. And it's the one that it's like, I still hope.
Yes, every little girl and boy and adult.
Everyone, you know, was just like, I just want my person.
Yes,
I want
exactly.
That person that they'll come. And, you know, I hate the fact that it's like, okay, you can't have like somebody, the love interest come in and save the day, when it's like, we all need somebody to come in and save the day no matter what.
Yeah.
So
yes, you gotta
like,
be self-reliant, but hey, it's okay. Sometimes you have to be a rescuer, there has to be someone to be rescued.
Yes.
And sometimes you're one and sometimes you're the other. Sometimes you're your own rescuer, but sometimes, darn it, we just want a prince to come in and save the day. Because she really is in a crappy situation. So
yeah,
it would make sense. She's like, remember that guy at the beginning? I was a slave and I was working hard labor and I was dressed in rags, but he still loved me and he sang at me over the wall and then he, you know, bid me adieu. Remember that guy? He should have saved me then. Can you come again? Please?
Come
someday.
Again.
I really need you now because I've, you know, attempted murder happened on my life.
Right. Well, I also love the very beginning of that song because she's talking to the seven dwarfs. So they're like, once there was a princess. Was the princess you? Uh-huh.
Yes. It's the old I have a friend. That was the originator to that.
I have a friend. Was the princess you? Yeah, okay. It was me, all right? She fell in love. Was it hard to do? It was easy. I was like, oh, it's sweet. I like it. So the next song we have is from Dumbo, and it is Baby Mine, Don't You Cry. I love this song. It makes me cry. It's just such a sweet, tender song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd put it up as like my top love song, but it's just like, it always gets me.
No, it's super tender. It's the first song that we get that's more of a familial love or a maternal love instead of a romantic, where I think 90-95% of the songs on this list are going to be that. And it's really tender. Dumbo, I don't necessarily love. It's never been a movie that I just don't love it. I never grew up with it. It's not my thing. But this song I can appreciate. It is really tender. It is really sad. And it really tells the story and the emotions that are happening in that moment. So it's a classic for sure.
Yeah, it brings out a whole nother side of a story, you know, mm-hmm. because so much of what Dumbo is you're looking at people, somebody on the outside and what they, you know, what they could be offering to the main society, as opposed to what on a one-on-one basis, what people mean to each other. And I just really love this song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Dumbo, Baby Mine. And then the next one is So This Is Love. Do-do-do-do. So this is what makes life. What are the words? Anyway, but this song has actually made quite the comeback on the TikToks and on Instagram lately.
Yep.
I'm like hearing this all the time. But it is honestly one of my favorite. It will be on my top 10 list. I love this song.
Yes, this one is very subdued. It's not big, bold, in your face. They're singing this epic love ballad. It's just subtle. It's quiet. It really fits the moment. They are alone in this moment. They are kind of going off and going on a walk, and they're just talking. They're holding hands. The imagery for this part of the song is really great. Them just walking and kind of like touching that fountain and the water, you know, walking on the little bridge. It's so cute because Cinderella has been waiting just to be free, basically. She's just so optimistic and full of gratitude. And for this to happen to her, it's just a very wonderful moment through song. So I love this one. And like you said, this has, I think when anyone has anything on Instagram, they're like, I love this. And I'm gonna put some music, you know, behind it just for my Instagram story. People always go to This Is Love because it's like, ah, yes, I love it.
Yeah. Now we're going into Peter Pan, and you have Your Mother and Mine. This song also gets me. It's super slow. But it, even as a kid, there were songs that were super slow that it was like, I'm going to fast forward you. But then this one, I never really fast forwarded. And I think it's because even as a child, you get this song, like this, that maternal figure in your life, that person who keeps you safe, is something that draws you in.
Yeah. And for it to be, you know, of course, sung by Wendy Darling, where she was literally brought in there to be the mother, but she's letting them know that, hey, there's even more. It's not just me that's your mother. Like, we all had mothers. And they're just singing this moment, and it really gets to people, to the heart. I think sometimes with people, you have this facade and you're kind of just ignoring, you know, conceal, don't feel a lot of those feelings and just kind of living your life. And this is kind of one of those moments where, no, it's okay to feel these feelings and recognize that, yeah, we had moms and we love them. And it's just a really sweet, short song that packs a little punch.
Yeah. You know, so we're moving on through the years, you know, it's, there's one of those lists that, as opposed to some of the other songs, or especially when we go into the R&B remixes, we really didn't have much of anything up until the Renaissance hits. But this is one of those lists that almost every one of the movies, had, if it had music or singing, it almost always had a love song. And so we've got quite a few on this list. But next is moving on to Lady and the Tramp. This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and they call it Bella Notte. It's a great song.
It's so good. Yeah, I mean, this is one where we're having a love song between two animals. We have Tramp and Lady. And it's not sung by the main characters, but it's sung by someone who recognizes, hey, there's a moment here. And I arguably one of the most memorable, iconic love moments in film history, surprisingly, is this moment with the spaghetti.
Yeah, right.
And one of the reasons I think that this moment is so epic is just the music that's playing behind it. So I like this song. I think it's really good. I think it's a classique.
Très magnifique.
So the next song, I'm just reading the title. It's Do You Hear What I Hear? And all I can think of is, do you hear what I hear?
Like, we're going into Christmas
songs.
That's a
love song. But no, this is kind of some of these songs, they kind of like morph into each other. Just like I'm wishing in one song. This is from Sleeping Beauty. It's Do You Hear What I Hear? And I wonder.
I love this song. Mm-hmm. And I even the beginning of it where it starts off, because you hear the
oh yes.
And then you have the music going back and forth, and you know that it's, you know, the Prince Philip is hearing it, and he's like talking to his horse and like, hey, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Hey, okay. And then it goes into da-da-da, like the horse is running. I can picture every moment of this whole like stanza. And then it goes into I wonder. I love this song. And then it like morphs into both of them singing together.
Well, Once Upon a Dream is a separate song. Oh, wouldn't you think I Wonder is a bit more of an I Want song, and Once Upon a Dream is the love song?
Interesting. Well, I guess I didn't I didn't separate them because they were all on the same track on the actual soundtrack.
Okay.
I can definitely see them as different songs.
Because they are different songs, but on the soundtrack, I mean, this is like kind of old school way of doing soundtracks, right. But
that's true.
I'm just trying to think in the song, how quickly does it morph from I wonder to, like, is there dialogue in between? I feel like...
Yeah, there is a bit of a dialogue because she
I'm showing that they're listed as different songs. There's Hail to the Princess Aurora, Gifts of Beauty and Song, I Wonder, Once Upon a Dream, Scumps, Sleeping Beauty, and Once Upon a Dream Finale.
Okay. Then I was wrong. You're right. But yes, Once Upon a Dream, I would definitely
add
put
this
that
to
in.
The list of okay, we are adding... human. When you're human, I'll be human again. I'll be human again.
Human again. Exactly.
I love that those are both like cut songs. Wait, no. When you're human, when you're human, That's from Princess and the Frog. That's not a cut song. But
yes,
the when I'm human again. Human again.
That one's gonna be hard for me to separate now because on my final list I was like, this is definitely up there, but I was kind of combining the two, but now they're fighting each other for top spot. Because Once Upon a Dream is so good, and that's when Philip joins in and is just watching her, and it's just like, I love this moment in the film. And like, well, I'm not a stranger. You've said so for yourself. Once upon a dream. I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. Oh, goodness. I love it.
I absolutely love Once Upon a Dream. Like you said, there's just so many great moments. We did, you know, our ranking of Disney princes. So you know how much we are Prince Philip stans. We were obsessed with him. I love Sleeping Beauty. I love Aurora. I think she's, you know, she's a decent princess, even though she doesn't really do much. She still has hopes and dreams, which we discover in the I Wonder song. Yes. Not I Wander. She's not wandering around. She's I Wonder. But I think it's a really, really classic, classic Disney song. And it's just the moment where he cuts in when she's dancing. And she's like, oh. It's such a great moment.
And then the owl.
We've met before. You know, very smooth. You know, you could say that's kind of creepy. That's not appropriate to say that.
But he's hot, so it is not.
That'll always get you past, of course.
Because it's like, well, hello. Okay. All right, next one. I wasn't sure if this one counted as the love song of the film. This is for Jungle Book, and I went with My Own Home. It's her, kind of her I Want song, but it's the ending song. But I also thought, I mean, it got him to fall in love with her at least enough to follow her in. So, my own home, my own home, ma na 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 na. So I felt like I'll add it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, if you would have asked me, is My Own Home a love song? I would have said no, but it is that moment where Mowgli is seeing her. And there's definitely like a moment, even though they're little kids, you can tell he's interested. And so because it's kind of like a different take on a love song, I'll let it pass.
Okay, cool. All right, now going into Robin Hood, the love.
Robin Hood.
That's the name of the song. It's just love. Love, it seems like only yesterday, we were just a child at play. I don't like this song.
Yeah. This is kind of like very, very similar to Cinderella. So this is love. It's like totally the Robin Hood version of that.
Yes.
But it's boring and it's just not exciting. I don't know why, because... it's interesting because we know a lot more about Robin Hood. We know a lot more about Maid Marian. We even know about their history. So this should be like an exciting moment. Whereas in Cinderella, we have barely seen the prince, maybe 5-10 minutes up at this point. But it's so much more believable.
Yeah.
And exciting and interesting. So why does love suck? I guess that's a bigger question for another day.
This is a song that I always pushed fast forward when I was watching it at home. It was just boring. And it was weird. As I've mentioned before in other podcasts, it's weird because she only has four fingers, and so when she has the ring on the middle finger, and then the like light thing kind of lands on it, it's just weird to look at because she's got these. Her hand just looks weird. So
her fox paws.
Her fox paws with a ring on it just looks weird. And it's like, I'm not a fan.
That is awesome.
All right. Okay, so here is where we're getting it back into The Great Mouse Detective and Let Me Be Good to You. As mentioned before, I got this wrong. But if this had a love song, this would be it. Or do you think...
Is it like a generic love song? Like, hey, there was a song sung... If it's a song about love, like if we were watching characters and they were in the car and a love song came on the radio, would we qualify that as a love song for the movie? I would say no in that instance. And this is kind of the similar situation. They're sitting there. They're, you know, she's on stage. She's singing a love song, which, let's be real, 80, 90% of the songs in the world are all about love.
Right.
But it's not about anyone.
It's more of a lust song.
Well, yes. But it's not about or for any of the characters.
Yeah.
It doesn't push the plot forward anyway.
So I guess it is. It does.
I know you love this song so much, Chelsea. And
as a love song, it doesn't hit high on my list as far as like the best love songs. But it's like, was it a love song? That's, I guess, my question. As a list of the filler songs, it's high up there. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we'll just skip it then. Because I don't know, I don't think there was a love song in that movie then.
Nope. It's not really a love movie.
Yeah. Unless you're thinking about the song where he's singing to Basil from the record, and he's like, goodbye soon. Because it's like, it is a bit of a, they love to hate each other.
Yes.
So that one could be...
Totally.
You know, seen as the anti-love song. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to, it's not going to, either one is not going to end up on my best love songs list. So, okay. Now we have come into the Renaissance era.
Enter Howard Ashman.
Exactly.
The man, the myth, the legend, the guy we're going to be talking about next episode. So be sure to subscribe so you get in as soon as that episode drops.
This is Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared, da-da-da-da-da-da, go on and kiss the girl. Wow. Mm-hmm. So Kiss the Girl is high on, it is on my list. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's not sung by the main characters, but it's sung about them. And it's a very romantic scene and setting that's happening. And they're thwarted at the very, very end, which is so frustrating, mm-hmm. but it moves the plot along. And just the way that everything that's happening, Scuttle at the very beginning, you know, introducing that. Sebastian saying, oh my goodness, these are a bunch of amateurs. I need to take over. I need to set the mood. They introduce each of the characters. Winds, percussion. It's really, really great.
Words.
Yeah, and it just goes right along with his character. He is a Caribbean Jamaican conductor. Uh-huh. You know, music is his thing. He's like, his whole job is to take care of Ariel and make sure that she comes back safely. You know, at this point, she's already done the deal with the devil. And so he needs to do everything in his power to bring her back. And he's like, ugh, this is not happening. So let an expert. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. So, yes.
First, we have to create the mood. Oh, and I would say that I would put this song on a playlist of love songs.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen a lot of videos and a lot of, like, Instagram videos and reels and whatnot using this kind of a song. So that's why I put it on there.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, also Howard Ashman, is Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
This is kind of
wow,
the epitome of an era.
Yes. Everything about this song is perfect.
You have Mrs. Potts singing this. Like, and I mean, we'll get into the R&B remix later.
Yes, we will in two episodes.
Nerdy couch discussion. But this one, it really defined what kind of the era of love songs would kind of follow.
Yeah, everything about this music, the song, the animation, it's whimsical, it's magical. You know, they really earned this moment because they hated each other. She was kind of like a prisoner in his castle. And they start warming up to each other. Then they have the song before this, which I don't even know if you included that one, but there's something there. You know,
yes, that is a love. And I thought about that one. Should we add that one as
let's
something
add it in
there?
Okay. Unless you categorize it into something else.
No, I haven't categorized though. So something there. That is now a part of the list.
Yeah, that's kind of like the building, the rising action. We're getting there.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You know, it's more of the flirtmance part of it.
Yes.
You know, exactly. and Beauty and the Beast is really where the love is solidified and it's real and you believe it.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change. It's such a good song. Well, well done. All right. From there, we're going into Aladdin. Aladdin! Which is a whole new world. This one, kind of, it takes you places. Mm-hmm. Pun intended.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Pun intended. No, it really does. Like, this one is, I would say it's higher up on my list.
Yes, 100%. I love that this is a duet. And I just, it's just very fun, you know, the way that she's singing, he's singing, the way they come together. The visuals are really fun. At the beginning of this, they're not in love, unlike what we saw in Beauty and the Beast, where it's like, this is the moment. Like, it's real. It's happening.
Yeah.
There's an interest there at the beginning of this, and by the end, they're in love. And it's through what happens on this magic carpet ride that you know, this becomes a real thing. And it ends in the hottest Disney kiss ever. For
this
sure, hands down.
This
so
is true.
This song worked its magic, for sure.
Carpet knows how to work a love song. Yeah. If I'm going to have somebody plan a date, it's going to be Magic Carpet. Take me places.
Yes. And then when we're too, you know, when we're too nervous to make it happen, he will make the kiss happen
yes,
in the
he
end.
He will make this happen. Magic Carpet is the real hero of the story.
This one's a little bit more fun, less serious than Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And I just love that it's a duet.
Yeah. So we have included A Nightmare Before Christmas in our list of songs, our list of movies with songs throughout this whole thing. So I felt like I needed to include this one as well. But I just, okay. Jack and Sally mm-hmm. song, mm. not impressed with it, but it is the song of the movie. So here it is. Jack and Sally song. It's really boring. It's kind of just weird.
Yeah. I honestly, since I'm not the biggest Nightmare Before Christmas fan, I did have to look it up and listen to it and be like, oh, yeah. You know, this is an interesting film where they do have some pretty memorable songs. What's This? This is Halloween. And then other songs, it's like, I just can't get my nose right. I don't right. remember them very well. And I'm not a lover, so I'm putting that out there. So I'm not listening to this on repeat as I would some of these other ones, but there's something that just doesn't hit about Jack and Sally songs.
Yeah. So moving on, we're on The Lion King.
Ooh.
Can you feel the love tonight? This is also defining of an era, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that I had this CD and I listened to this full soundtrack on repeat for like a month, I'm sure. And so going back and actually listening to this song and also some of the other songs around it for the other lists, it's just kind of like it brought me back to being, you know, in elementary school, third grade or so, and like sitting in because my parents were the one that had like a CD player in their room.
Wow, you had a CD? I had the tape.
Oh, yeah. I was a high roller, Morgan.
Totally.
But it was like they had the CD player in their room, and it was a very small room, and they had this big giant like water bed that had a
foot. Are you just going to gloss over the fact that they had a water bed?
Yes.
I know everyone did in the 80s and the 90s, but.
No, they totally did. This was like epitome. And I just remember sitting on the foot of this bed and listening like 3 feet away from the speakers. Just like, I will listen to this song over and over and over. So this one made an impact for sure.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. As you were just singing those opening notes, I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, this brings me back. This is super good. Again, a moment pays off because earlier on in the film, they were kids. The love wasn't really there, but it blossoms. Right. And you know, now that they're that age of maturity where this is actually something where you can't deny it. And it really turns into a love moment. You know, I just still can't get over Nala's like, come at me face, I guess. I don't even know how to put it, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. Her like, I'm ready, take me. Like, how would you like to be the animator that had to get that scene? Like, all right, now she's gonna look at him seductively. Am I wrong?
You're right. You are not wrong.
Oh man, it's because they right after that they tumble down the hill. You know, they're supposed to be playing, and she's like, "No, no, no. This is not what this moment is. We're not kids anymore." Like, and he's like, "Oh, well, that's what this is." So
I did not know. And you know that she's been planning it since she saw him and knew it was him. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. She's like, I'm marking my
territory.
This is
going to happen.
Yep. Totally. Oh,
we were betrothed, my friend.
These songs are so good. You know, this is kind of a new era of the Disney Renaissance. We know we don't have Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, which when you think of like Disney musicals, you think of them. But instead, we have this powerhouse of Tim Rice, who had worked with Alan Menken on Aladdin, so learned a lot there. But with... who'd have thought Elton John,
right?
Who Elton John is a, you know, fabulous, amazing songwriter. It's surprising that Elton John hasn't, based on how successful this was, he didn't continue to do more.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, stop while you're ahead. And this is one of them.
Yeah. Oh gosh. This was just so iconic. Every bit of this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And next we're moving into a less... iconic in the wide world of thought, but in the people who love a goofy movie, people love a goofy movie, and we are one of those, or at least I am. I love a goofy movie, and there are two songs that can be considered the love song, and so you have Max and Roxanne, and so he's up on stage and he starts singing, "If I can make you stop and take a look at me instead of just walking by. There's nothing that I wouldn't do if it was getting you to notice I'm alive. All I need is a second thought, a second glance, a second chance to prove I got whatever it takes. It's a piece of cake to stand out above the crowd." You can tell I love this song.
I wasn't going to stop you.
I love this song. I love the soundtrack. Everything about it makes me happy. And so I have Standout because I felt like it really did. It was his love song to her. And then she's like, oh, this guy. Totally.
Who
cool.
is that guy?
Exactly. So that was definitely the song between those two, or what they're kind of wanting to be the love song. However, if you're looking at the story as a whole, the actual love song is between Max and Goofy because it's their song together and they rekindle their relationship with nobody else. But why? Oh, you. Aw, Dad. So I like the Nobody Else song. I think it's nice. It's perfect for what it means in the story. Of the two, I definitely sing Stand Out more than I ever sing the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they both are great songs.
Gotta love Goofy movie coming in clutch with two love songs. Yeah, Stand Out for sure is a superior song. I just have a hard time placing it as a love song. When you put it that way, it's like, oh yeah, I definitely can see that. It just doesn't quite feel like a love song in the traditional sense. We're trying to break boundaries here, you know, not having to have every love song be in a box. So I can appreciate that. That song is so good. So if I will take it. We take you, we dub thee as one of us love songs. And nobody else but you is, I just love it because, you know, after you go and watch that YouTube video that breaks down a Goofy movie in a way that you've never thought of before, your mind is literally blown. So we'll include that in the show notes because it's great. But love them, love both of them. Music on that is, would I say underrated at this point? I feel like everyone has come around to a Goofy movie at this point where it's not underrated.
I feel like to the sophisticated, it is, it is, you know, as where it should be. But to the uninitiated, I feel like there still can be some growth in the love of that movie. More parents need to push that on their children.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so we're moving on in the years, and next is Pocahontas and If I Never Knew You, which was, I wasn't sure if I should keep this song in there because in the original DVD and the original VHS, this was not included. However, they did go ahead and add it as a, you must watch this in the Diamond Edition.
They keep trying
to
make it happen. Like,
and I'm like, no.
On some of my piano books of like Disney songs, like this one is in here. And I'm like, really? No one's asking for this. Quit trying to make this happen.
And I will go in and say, I think you have Mel Gibson actually singing this song. I give him props. Good job. He did a good job. Mm-hmm. However, still, doesn't change the fact that I dislike the fact that they make you watch this part in the movie, even though it's like, this wasn't in the original movie. It hit the floor. You know, it got cut for a reason.
Yeah.
But apparently they're wanting to push it. If I Never Knew You, I would never, I thought our love was going to be some, you know, that's one for the ages and sucks to be us. It's not. But like, that's just the whole, the essence of the song. And I get it, what they're trying to do, but it still doesn't make that. It still doesn't reach it. It still doesn't make my list, even though they're, it's on the list.
Really? I could have sworn it was going to make your list, Chelsea, after how you had talked about it. I'm shocked.
Shocking, I know. I just think it's really annoying. It's like when you have the morning report, when you watch The Lion King now, like they make you watch this. And I'm like, stop it. This is not in the original. And Human Again. Those are the songs. So it's like, why? Why must you push these on us?
Quit trying to make Fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. All right. So now we're going to be moving into Hunchback of Notre Dame. And This is a stretch, I'm going to say, because let's just put it this way. It was either this or A Guy Like You. And I was like, no, we're not doing A Guy Like You in this.
Chelsea,
as the love song.
It is a love song, though.
Fine. Okay. Because Morgan wants it. A Guy Like You is part of this list. Okay. However, I wanted to put in God Help the Outcasts. Because I feel like this is a song of her love for her people. So, God help the outcast, the poor and downtrod. It's just such a beautiful song. And
is it not her I Want song, though? Because we have Kwasi's I Want song earlier, but is this not hers?
I mean, yeah, I could say that. I guess it's just weird because I kind of only... And I've broken this rule in this list many times, the fact that there's multiple love songs. So I guess there can be multiple, there are multiple I Want songs. So, yeah. But I still think that it's a love song to her people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I leave it in. It's not going to make my top list, or will it? Let me see. Maybe it did. But it's one of those songs that I'm like, I just really, really love this song to the point that I have made, I made a cover of this one. I don't know if I ever posted it. I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, but it's in Portuguese. And so it's one of my favorite songs. I love it. I love it. Okay. So that and A Guy Like You. Those are the two songs of that movie.
Excellent.
All right. And now we're moving into probably one of my favorites, and it's going to be way up on my list, is "If There's a Prize for Rotten Judgment, ooh, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that. Who'd you think you're kidding? He's the hunk that heaven sent you." Oh, I love this song. Oh, no. I love, I won't say I'm in love. I feel like this is on every true Disney fan's playlist of Disney favorite Disney songs. Mm-hmm. This is on there. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, it's so good because it's different because she's, it literally says it in the title. I won't say I'm in love. She's denying it. She's been burned before. That's her, that's like her main angst and plot is that, yeah, that's the whole reason she did the deal with the devil and it got, screwed her. So she's not going to do it again. And so she's really, really in denial and she's singing about it and she's struggling over it. And through this song, she realizes that, yeah, I actually am. And, I love Hercules so much. I still can't believe that Mason had never seen Hercules.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he like wasn't there for our episode and just never had seen it. Like, ah, you're missing out. It's so good. Yeah. But yeah, this is definitely probably the one of all the songs on that one are great, but one of the top Hercules songs for sure.
For sure. All right, and then moving into Mulan, "A Girl We're Fighting For." I there wasn't really a real love song, but I felt like this one was this was as ish. Good as you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, everyone loves this song and they're talking about their desires and their wishes. I guess is that an I want song kind of, but not really. I'll give it a love song cuz I love that each one of them has different things that they're looking for in a girl, which happens, you know, we don't all fit in the same box. One wants a woman who cooks. Hey, that's legit. Another one wants someone with, you know, eyes that shine like stars. And how about a girl who has a brain who always speaks her mind? Nah.
No. No.
Oh, so poor Mulan. It's great. You know, we can laugh about it, right? Because we know, yeah, thousands of years ago. So she tried. She really did.
Yeah.
And I love the abrupt ending of this one. It really plays well in the film where it doesn't get its natural conclusion. That last final note, "A girl worth fighting," we never get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the transition of that, because they took off that last note, it's like so stark and it really helps move that, change the scene easily. So
yes,
big fan of how they did that. Okay. So next one is from Tarzan. "You'll be in my heart. You'll be in my heart." So this is another mother song, mother to child.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's nice. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not high on my list, but I like it.
It works. It does the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about this with previous, you know, Phil Collins. A lot of his songs kind of just like mush together in this musical. Mm-hmm. Or in this movie, they're good and they're all great. You can listen to the song and the soundtrack and love it, but they kind of just like, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one with, you know, Tarzan's adopted mom, you know, is a really tender moment.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And then we move into the Princess and the Frog with "Ma Belle Evangeline." I like the fact that it's got the bluesy side. I like the style of the song. It doesn't stick in my head easily.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've mentioned, most of the songs from this don't stick in my head.
Yeah.
The "When I'm Human" is the one that will probably get there the most.
Yeah.
But I felt like listening to the song of its own merits, I thought it was nice.
Yeah. It's a nice little number, but it's nothing revolutionary. It's cute. Could be kind of a filler love song in a way. But we need it for his character.
We do. And we also need it because that's, you know, in watching that part, you them. He's like, "Hey, I'm translating. You are beautiful. You are everything."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to go back in and watch some of that movie again. Did we do this movie?
I feel like we did.
I feel like we did. See. But it's been a really long time.
Let me see. We did it. Episode 120. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's been, yeah, 100 episodes ago.
We are flying solo to review Disney's 2009 2D/traditionally animated film, The Princess and the Frog.
There we go. Yeah, I feel like I should watch it again just to, at some point in time. Not today, but some point I'll watch it again. All right, and now we're going into Tangled. And this one, I think, of this era, of the more contemporary era, is the favorite of all. Like, most people are just like, it's the I Can See the Light song.
Yeah.
I agree. It's great. It's beautiful. You've got the lanterns and the whole thing, and the song itself is great. I write custom love songs for people, and so I will go ahead and I'll ask them for different, like, okay, what kind of song do you want me to write? So I ask them to give me two songs, like what kind of songs they would have for a, a playlist for inspiration. And it's like, so, because I just want to make sure that it goes along with something that they already listen to. Uh-huh. And this couple that I asked, and they're like, the two songs that I have are I Can See the Light and the song from The Greatest Showman. And I was like, okay, so my song My Adventure is basically, well, with this and The Greatest Showman kind of together. But this is like, everybody loves the song and they are unafraid to say it. Like, the guy was the one that was like, oh no, yeah, this is our song. Like, oh, okay.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Love it. Now this is great. Up until this moment, you know, he really had one thing on his mind, Flynn Rider. He just wants that crown. You know, she's just wanting to see the lanterns. So this is her moment in her mind, but then it turns into something totally unexpected and something more, you know, through this adventure that they've had together, they fall in love. And this is the culmination of it and has, you know, made it very difficult for men to, you know, have just a nice night with their girl. You know, now we have to get all the lanterns out and make it a big scene. thanks a lot, Disney.
Oh, it's so funny.
Like, hey, you want to go in the back of the truck and look at the stars? No.
Are you going to have lanterns?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be doing something more than just the stars, right?
Yeah. I'm not looking at Evangeline here.
That is taking it to the next level for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And now we are moving into Frozen, when love is an open door. Love is an open door. I like the song. It's fun.
It's great.
It got huge. It was one of those.
Oh, yeah. Anything that Frozen touched turned to gold, including all of its songs. It made the Lopez's a lot of money.
Yes, it did. Love is an open door. And then in Frozen 2 is Lost in the Woods. It's like the 80s song that
it's so good.
It's so good. I was like, yes, this is.
And I turn around and find I am lost in the woods. Up is down, right is left. When you're gone, you're the one who sees me home. And now I'm lost in the woods. I listened to this song on repeat. I cannot tell you how much, just over and over and over and over and over again. It's just a love song, basically, to those power ballads of the 80s. It's Kristoff finally getting his moment. You know, he's such a wonderful singer. He didn't really get the opportunity in the original Frozen. But yeah, Love is an Open Door is classic. If you know what happens, which everyone knows what happens with Hans, it's so sad, you know, thinking how he really was playing her in this moment, but you think they are just such a perfect match. It's so campy and over the top, but it's meant to be. And you just go with it, and it's so fun, and you can see they're being just like so cute together. They're, you know, they're hiding from the guards and giggling and talking about sandwiches and both are so good. I gotta put them both on my list now. My list is too long
And this is hard.
Oh, whew, okay. Hold on. This one.
Well, that is our.
Okay, this one's for sure.
So during this whole time, we've been going through and like picking our own favorites. And it's like, as I've gone through, I've picked, okay, this one has to be on the list. This one has to be on the list. And I added, now my list is actually of what should be 10 is like 12. Mm-hmm. oh gosh. And I'm looking at my list and thinking, is this, this can't really be the list. Like, I have to have more spots than this.
Right.
Oh, how can I, and this is so hard because I really want to put these in the right order of how I feel about them. Like, if I were to make my epitome playlist of my favorite songs, let's say based on how many times I've listened to them, that's going to be one side, but then also just how good they are. Oh, I don't know. You're okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Well, you just got to do it. Yeah. You got to cut the last ones and
cut the fat.
I'm cutting some too, and it's making me sad and hurting my heart so much, but here we are.
All right.
Shall I go?
Go for it.
Okay. Number 10, Love is an Open Door. Okay. Number 9, Lost in the Woods. Number 8, Kiss the Girl. Number 7, Once Upon a Dream. Number 6, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Number 5, So This Is Love. Number 4, Beauty and the Beast. You cannot deny how epic this song is. Number 3, I See the Light. Number 2, I Won't Say I'm in Love. Meg, I love you so much. And number 1, A Whole New World. Is that a shocker or a surprise? I don't think so.
Okay. So, mine, number 10, Beauty and the Beast. It's had to make the list. And then right up number 9, Sha-la-la-la-la-la, Don't Be Scared, go on and kiss the girl. Okay. Number 8, God Help the Outcasts. I love it. Don't at me. 7 is I See the Light. And at last I see the light. Number 6, I wonder. And then number 5, A Whole New World. Number 4, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Number 3, I Know You, I Walked With You Once Upon a Dream. And then number 2, So This Is Love. Da 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 da. And number 1, At Least Out Loud, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Sha la 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 la. Ah. What a great list. I love this list. Yes.
I had to cut a lot of fat that I didn't want to.
I know. Someday My Prince Will Come was close to the bottom. But Bella Notte was on mine. Did not make it.
Yeah, Lost in the Woods was an alternate, and Bella Notte was an alternate as well.
Mm-hmm. So let us know what your top Disney love songs are. There are so many good ones. Don't make me choose, but we want to make you choose. Go to rotoscopers.com/Instagram and find our post where we are talking about this. Let us know. We're excited to see. And speaking of our next episode and love songs and masters of music, our next episode is going to be about the documentary Howard. This is all about Howard Ashman, his life, his story, his legacy. You can find it on Disney Plus. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go to rotoscopers.com/Disney+. You can do that with a plus sign or spell out the word plus. Both will work. And that's where you can check out Disney Plus and get it there, because we are going to be talking all about him. It's going to be a really, really great discussion. I'm excited for it. So with that.
Hey, we have a review, 5-star review.
Oh,
go ahead, read it.
This is from Stony Krusty Dude. Love it. And he says, great podcast, 5 stars. I really love this podcast. It is one of my favorites. I like the host, but my favorite is Chelsea. Shh. Don't tell Morgan. Don't worry. I won't tell myself. I wish you would do an episode about Chicken Little. I would like to hear your opinions on that movie. Definitely a 5-star podcast, and I would recommend it to anyone. Well, you know what, Stony Krusty Dude? In a future Nerdy Couch discussion, we are doing the best end credit song. And as I was listening, preparing some of those songs, I realized this song, I Know Nothing. The reason I know nothing about the end credit song of Chicken Little is because, shh, don't tell anyone, I've never seen Chicken Little. So, yeah, I mean, it's like the epically bad Disney movie that everyone knows. It basically tanked, killed Disney and traditional Disney animation. So do I want to? Well, no, not traditional Disney animation. I mean, that was Home on the Range, and then came Chicken Little, and Chicken Little did no justice to anything. So, I mean, do I want to give my time and attention to this piece of filth? I mean, no, I am joking. I don't know. I'm saying this very tongue in cheek, because obviously stony, crusty dude loves it. But yeah,
at least it's just one wants of those... to hear us.
Not true. Wants to hear us, yeah. Talk about it. But yeah, we need to add that to the list for sure.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I just went on to rotoscopers.com/every episode ever and did a search, because that's how I figure out if we've ever done an episode about a movie before. And no, we have not. So we will add that to the long list of movies we have yet to do, but should do.
Okay. Thank you so much for your 5-star review. If you want to leave us a 5-star review, go to rotoscopers.com/iTunes. That will take you to our podcast in iTunes, and you can go and leave your 5-star review right there. It doesn't matter which country you're in. We are able to pull all of the reviews from all the different countries. So that is pretty fun. So leave us a 5-star review and we'll be able to get your review read on a future episode.
And Stony Crusty Dude, you're my favorite too, dude. Don't tell anybody else.
Yes. I'm not offended. Chelsea's great. Until next time, we are the Rotoscopers.
Episode 227. Good times. Hey, everybody. I sound so dumb when I start these things off. Well, oh, goodness.
I could.
Gracious.
Take it away.
All right.
Well, we don't need to do a title because this is just... Or we said, so I have a friend. So I have this friend. We're trying to bake... Not bake brownies. We're trying to break boundaries.
You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag Animation Addicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews.